Baba Basra Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Page 73, side A. So the Gemara asks, why did Rav Shlokish bring that Rav Menachem Rav Yosi disagrees and argues? Velema, but let us say, he could say that Machlokes Rav Shimon V'Rabbonon, that there is a Machlokes of Rav Shimon V'Rabbonon, and then from his words we'll learn out that Rav Shimon himself holds that even the Charuv and the Shikma are not included in the Hegdash. And the words in the Mishnah that Charuv and Shikma are included, he said, according to the view of the Rabbanan. The Gemara answers, how come Ashmalon? Reish Lakish is coming to teach us more. The Rav Menachem b'Rav Yosi k'Rav Shimon svirale, that even Rav Menachem b'Rav Yosi holds like Rav Shimon. Hadron alecha meicher sabayis, hadron alecha meicher sabayis, hadron alecha meicher sabayis. Perik Hamishi, the fifth chapter, Hameicher Sesvina, one who sells the boat. After the Tana explained in the previous chapter the ways that one sells properties, how they are purchased, and what is included in the sale, so now the Tana continues and adds to explain ways that we sell metaltalin and what's included in their sale. Mishnah. Hameicher Sesvina, one who sells a boat to his friend, and he did not specify which of the tools and the different items that go along with the boat are included in the sale. Mocharas HaToyren, he did sell the Toyren, that's the big pole on which you spread out the spreads of the boat. Ves Hanes, that's the sails, those are what spread out over the big pole, which the sails which lead the boat by the wind. Ves Ha'oigin, the Oigin, that's the heavy piece of metal that you put from the boat into the ground, called the anchor, in order to have the boat stay in one place. Ves kol hamanhigin oiso, and all the paddles and the oars of the boat, these items are from the main aspects of the use of the boat, and they're included in it, even if he did not specify the time of the sale. Avo le'mochar, but he did not sell what's not included in the sale of the boat. Loi es ha'avodim, not the slaves that the owner of the boat has, which are there usually to lead the boat and the other needs of the boat. Veloi es amar tzupim, those are big sacks in which you place the merchandise. And not the merchandise itself that is in the boat, because these are not the part of the main uses of the boat, and they're not included in the sale of the boat. But that's only said if he just sold without specifying. But if he tells him, I'm selling you the boat and everything that's in it, then they're all sold. So now the Gemara explains what is a toiren that the Mishnah said that is included in the sale of the boat. So the Gemara says a toiren is iskaria. That's the pole, the tall pole, to which you tie the sails of the boat. V'cheinu Eimer, so there's also a verse that says that the toiren is the pole, the high pole that is placed at the head of the boat, because it says in Yecheskel, Chav Zayin, Posik Hey, Erez Milavonin Lokochu, Lasus Torin aloich, that they took a cedar from Levonin to make a toiden, to make this this pole, and this this toiden, the usual way is to make it out of from the cedar or from another high tree. Now the Gemara explains what is the nace, that it says that's a nace that's included in the sale. It was idra. Those are pieces of material that you spread out on the pole of the boat. Those are the sails so that the boat can be led by the wind. And likewise, we also find the pasuk that nace is the spreads that you spread out on the toiren of the boat, because it says over there in Yechezkel, Perek of Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, Sheish berikma mimitzrayim, hoyo mifroseich liyeslach lenes. And because the Sheish berikma, that's linen that comes from Egypt, where you mifroseich, where the proseich for a nes, and this is a kind of a flax or a canvas, which are type of material, which are used for the sails. The Gemara explains what is this oigin, and those are the anchors. Tani Rabchia says Rabchia elu oiginin shallah. These are its oiginim. Those are heavy metals that you tie to a rope to the boat, and when you need to have the boat stay in one place, you throw them to the bottom of the water, and they prevent the boat from moving away. And likewise, we find the pasuk that says that the word igun is a language of withholding, because it says in Rus Aleph pasuk Yud Gimel, Halohein tisha tisaberno ad asher yigdolu. Halohein te'ogenu lebilti esli ish. Will you then hope until they get older? Will you to then become aguno, or withheld, held back, not being married to a man? So this is the pasuk in Ruth, which explains the when we see that the word igun means to hold back and not allow for the boat to move, and that's why it's called igun. The Gemara explains what is the meaning of the word manhigin, those that lead it, and these are also still that are included in the sail of the boat. Omar Ababa Eila Hama Shoitin Shalom. These are the boat's meshoitin. Those are the wooden pieces, which the oars, which the which they use to have the boat move. Even though that the oars are not connected to the boat as the sails and as the oigen is, nevertheless, since they are from the main uses of the boat, they are included in the sail. And so we have the pasuk in Yechezkel, pasuk of Zayin, pasuk Vav, Aloinin miboshon osu mishoy toich. So it says that Aloinim from Boshu, they made Mishay Toich, the oars. So we see that the prophet Yechezkel enumerates these oars included in the uses of the boat. If you want, I can tell you also from this other verse, in which it says, V'yordu me'on yisayim koil toif say mosit. They will descend from their boats, all those who hold on to the oars. Now the Gemara brings an additional abraise, which explains additional items which are included in the sale of the boat. Tana Rabbanan, we learned an abraise, Hamoicher es hasvina, one who sells a boat without specifying the particulars of what's included, Mochar eso iskila, he sold the iskila, that's the ramp on which you get onto, through which you get onto the boat, and to use to get up or get down from the boat. and the pit of water that's in the boat, there was a place that they would place, you know, drinking water for those people that are in the boat.
Rabbi Nosson Oimer, Rabbi Nosson says, Amoicher es asvino, mochar es abitzis. One who sells the boat sold the bitzis, that's the small boat, which is tied to the large boat, that you use the small boat to go up to the dry land. Sumchus Oimer, Sumchus says, Amoicher es asvino, one who sells a boat, mochar es hadugis, that's the small boat that is tied to the large boat, and the fishermen go down to that boat in order to capture fish. Omar Rava, says Rava, bitzis hainu dugis, that the bitzis is the same as the dugis, and Rav Nosson and Subchus were intending the same boat, and they're not disagreeing. But rather, Rabbi Nosson Bavlo Have, Rabbi Nosson was from Babylonia, so over there the waters and the rivers were very low at the edge, and therefore they needed a small boat in order to go up to the dry land from the big boat. And therefore he calls them Korilei Butzis. That's why he calls this boat the Butzis. Kid Amri Inshi, just like the people have the custom to call these kinds of boats Butzi Oso Di Me Ashan. The boats of the river Mi Ashan, Mishan. That's a small river that they would not be able to move there only in small boats. On the other hand, Sumchus is the Bar Eretz Yisrael. He was a son of Eretz Yisrael, meaning that he lived in Israel, in which the waters are very deep by the edges, and the boat would reach up till the to the dry land. So they did not need a small boat in order to go up to the dry land, and they would use these boats only to go ahead and fish, you know, for the fish with them. And that's why it's called Korilei Dugis. He calls it Dugis. He deceive, as there's a verse in Amos Dalit Pasik Beis, V'acherizchem kisidois duga, that your end is like these boats of duga, these small boats which are made to capture the fish. Rabbo goes on to bring various stories from the great wonders of the Creator in order to let all creations of the world to know Morabu Maasecha, how great are your actions, and some of them are to let us know the reward of the tzaddikim, of the righteous in the world to come. Amar Rabbo, says Rabbo, those who descend in the waters, in the oceans, related to me. Hai galo di mitaba lisvino. That gal, that wave that wants to drown the boat, mischazi ki tzutziso denuro chivarto bereisho, that there are sparks of a white fire that are visible on the head of that wave. And that is the angel of Chabolah, Malach Chabolah, the angel that wants to do damage, that carries it. And in order to save yourself from it, Machinon Lei Balvoso the Chokik Alei, you beat him with sticks that are engraved on them, Eke Asher Eke, Ko Hashem Tzvokis, Omin Omin Selo, V'nayach. If you write these words, Eke Asher Eke, Yoko Hashem Tzvokis, Omin Omin Selo, so then V'nayach, then they will rest from their storms. Omar Rabbe, says Rabbe, Yishto'uli Nechuse Yamo, the ones who descend into the ocean related to me, Bein galo legalo tlos meo parsi, between one wave to the next wave, there's a distance of 300 parsois. Veruba de galot los meya parse. And the height of each wave is 300 parsois. Zimno chada, one time, havyazlinam beurcha, I was going traveling on the way, vidlinon galo, and the wave threw me to a great height, ad dechazinan beimarbaate dekoich vazuta, until I saw the place of resting of the smallest star. Behavioli ki mivzar arbin grive bizra dechardla. And its area seemed to me like the area that you can sow 40 kur of seeds of mustard. Ve'id linon tvei havi miklinon mehavle. And if I would have been thrown even higher, I would have been burnt from the heat that went out from that star. And because he saw one of the waves that raised his friend to very high, so he thought that he gone outside of the riverbank and that he's flooded the world. Veromi le logalo kala lechaverto. So one wave raised its voice and asked the other wave, Chaverti, Shovkest midi ba'alma deloishe tafto denesa ano v'na'abde. Did you leave a place in the world that you hadn't flooded it so that I can come after you and destroy it? Amarlei, so he responded to him, Puk chazei gvurta demorech. Go and see how the power of the creator of the world. Because b'loi chuto cholo v'loi ovri. That he doesn't give me permission to go out and to extend, to spread out more than my place. Even as much as a strand of sand on the edge of the water. The Gemara brings down a proof that the water in the ocean does not have the right, the permission to expand onto the dry land, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu Hey, Pasuk Chabez, Ha'oisi lo'isiro mi'um Hashem. Would you not fear me, Num Hashem? In miponai lo'isachilu. Before me, you will not be afraid. Asher samti choik choil. I place the sand gvul hayom as a boundary to the ocean. Chokoylam v'lo ya'avrenu. An eternal rule, and you can't pass it, etc. Then it says, the pasuk continues, v'homugalo v'lo ya'avrenu. So that the waves rumble, but they don't pass it. Omar Rabbe says, Rabbe, l'didi chozili, I have seen, to me it was seen, Hurmin Bas Barlilis. That's the name of a demon. I saw Hurmin Barlilis. Ki korohit akufyo deshuro demechoizah. He was swarming on a row of the wall of the city of Mechuzah. And underneath the wall, there was running a parash, a rider who was riding on a horse. And the demon was not able to do damage to him. So even though that the demon was running with all of his power, and the Parash, the one who was riding the horse, on the other hand, was running just plain. So the Eberish, the God, kept watch of him that he should get damage. Zimrachada, one time, have a misargon leitarti kud naisa. There were two Predas, on each one was laying a saddle.
V'kaimon,
and the Predas were standing.